وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome back, my dear brothers and sisters, to the series of talks for humanity. I'm Hamza Azizi from IRIB English Radio, talking with you about the issues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to think upon. We talked about fire, we talked about skies, we talked about clouds. And I hope that we've learned how to think and what to think upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also proposes another issue, again a very simple one, and that is water. Water is a very, very simple thing that daily we are dealing with. That we have it in our life, we most likely do not notice. Have you noticed that during all these years, despite all these improvements in technology and the scientific matters of our life, we haven't succeeded completely to make a kind of artificial water? It's very strange. Very simply, we look into water, but we haven't been able to make a similar thing and produce a similar thing. هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. He, the God, is the one who has brought you from the sky this water. مِنْهُ شَرَابٌ. A part of this water is going to be drunk by you. وَمِنْهُ شَجَرٌ. Another part of that you are going to use them for the trees, for the plants, for your farms. And then after that, with this water, your plants, your trees, the fruits, many, many things and the farms, they are going to grow because of this water. Chapter Nahl, verse 10 and 11. Also another case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّا نَسُوقُ الْمَاءَ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ الْجُرُزِ. Haven't they seen that we have sent the water to the dried lands? فَنُخْرِجُ بِهِ زَرْعًا. The same land that used to be dried, now, by this water, there are many things going to be grown. تأكل منه أنعامهم وأنفسهم. The plants, the crops that grow, both your animals and you make food out of them. أفلا يبصرون. Don't you think? Don't they think about that? Don't they ponder upon that? قل أرأيتم إن أصبح ماؤكم غورا. Now that when you want water, you dig the earth, you go a little deeper, you find the water, right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what if I bring the water a little more deeper. Imagine that if I put the water 1,000 kilometers deeper into the earth, the way that you are not able to reach, what would happen? Think about that. I will get back to you after a short break.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, my dear audience. I'm Hamza Azizi from IRIB English Radio in For Humanity Talks. We've been thinking upon the simple issue of water. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that قُلْ إِنْ أَصْبَحَ مَاءُكُمْ غَوْرًا. If I bring the water in the earth a little bit deeper, I said that just imagine that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts the water 1,000 kilometers deeper in the earth, so no one could reach that, what would happen to the human beings? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, no, I brought water within the scope of your access. Then he says in chapter Anbiya, verse 30, وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. I have made every living creature depends highly to the water. No matter it's a plant, it's an animal, or it's a human being. Just think about the whole life of all living creature. All of their lives have been highly connected, dependent on water. وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Every living creature highly depends on water. And then he brings a very beautiful analogy. He says that إِنَّمَا مَثَلُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Now that I explained to you about water, just think about this issue. Just think about this issue. The whole life in this universe is like the water that you have. كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ. Then the water comes, then the plants grow. مِمَّا يَأْكُلُ النَّاسُ وَالْأَنْعَامُ. Both human beings and animals use that. حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذَتِ الْأَرْضُ زُخْرُفَهَا. You see that there are very beautiful landscapes created. The earth is going to be very beautiful because of these plants and grasses and flowers and many things because of the water. وَظَنَّ أَهْلُهَا أَنَّهُمْ قَادِرُونَ عَلَيْهَا. The human beings are so proud of themselves that what a beautiful land we have, what a beautiful life we have. And all of this because of only the first water that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them. But now they are so proud of themselves. But suddenly, أَتَاهَا أَمْرُنَا لَيْلًا أَوْ نَهَارًا. If we want to punish you because of your ignorance, whether in the day or in night, we are able to bring the punishment. فَجَعَلْنَاهَا حَصِيدًا. All of this beauty that you see on the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we are able, very simply, easily, to demolish all of them. كَأَنْ لَمْ تَغْنَ بِالْأَمْسِ. To the extent that you imagine that there was nothing used to be there. Like a dried land. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. We have explained this for you to think upon. That we have made the whole beauty that you see and you are so proud of, only by water, very simply, and we are easily able to demolish all of them. And to the extent that nothing is remained. Have a good time. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen.
صلى الله على محمد صلى الله على النبي صلى الله على محمد وعلى آله.